Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the last in our series on the Holy Spirit and Mary. For tomorrow we have the great feast of Pentecost. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. For the last several days, we've been asking, if the Holy Spirit receives, forms, and directs the life of Christ in us, then why do we need Mary? But now we can answer. The Holy Spirit has chosen to carry out this maternal mission through her. Consecration is how we give ourselves to Mary, and friendship with her is how we live out that consecration. And the rosary? Well, the rosary is the daily school where the Holy Spirit, through Mary, forms Christ in us. So consecration gives Mary unconditional permission. And the rosary then gives her the time. And when Mary has our permission and our time, the Holy Spirit forms Christ in us through her. And in this, Jesus himself is our model. The Holy Spirit conceived and formed Jesus in Mary's womb. Then Jesus lived with Mary in Nazareth for 30 years, allowing himself to be nourished, protected, educated, guided, and formed by her. So Nazareth reveals the pattern. Jesus was formed by the Holy Spirit through Mary. And if we want Christ to be formed in us, then we must enter that same school. Pope John Paul II wrote in his letter on the rosary mystically transports us to Mary's side as she was busy watching over the human growth of Christ in the home of Nazareth. This enables her to train and mold us with the same care until Christ is fully formed in us. So the rosary, it's not just a prayer. It's the daily place where the Holy Spirit, through Mary, forms Christ in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The rosary is not meant to be mindless repetition. It's meant to change your life. A mother forms a child by repeated presence, instruction, correction, and love. That's what Mary does in the rosary. She teaches us what we need to know about Jesus, and she teaches us to listen to him. And she helps us see where we are not yet living his life. And then she asks for one concrete response. So in the rosary, we do three things. First, we listen to the word of God in scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. Second, we reflect honestly. Am I living this? And if not, what's blocking me? And third, we make a resolution. We choose a concrete good action to live out. And that resolution is the key. For if I hear the truth and do nothing, I remain the same. But if I take one concrete step today, Mary has something to work with then. And the Holy Spirit has something to form. So the rosary, it's an amazing plan of formation. Do this every day, and you will be transformed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Some people ask, is this a real rosary? Yes, a rosary is a meditation on the Word of God, contained in scripture, tradition, and the magisterium, while praying five decades of the Our Father, Hail Marys, and the Glory Be. That is the rosary, and that is what we do. Well, what about the traditional mysteries? The 15 traditional mysteries of the rosary were given to outline the life of Christ, but they were never meant to limit our meditation. That's why St. John Paul II added the five luminous mysteries and encouraged us to expand what we meditate on in the rosary to the entire Word of God. In fact, he wrote, "These mysteries," referring to the luminous mysteries, "do not exhaust the gospel. They lead naturally to a more expansive reflection on the rest of the gospel." So our goal is to help you learn and meditate on the whole Catholic faith as you pray the rosary. And if you pray with us every day, you will learn all four parts of the catechism, the doctrines, the liturgy and sacraments, the commandments, moral principles, the virtues, and the way of prayer, plus the Old and New Testaments, and the feasts and saints of the Church. And you will learn them in bite-sized, digestible portions. So this is not a departure from the rosary. It's a deeper entrance into it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Mary appears again and again to ask us to pray the rosary every day. At Fatima, she said, pray the rosary every day in order to obtain peace for the world. And why does Mary ask this? Because she knows what the rosary does. When the rosary is prayed as a real meditation, where we hear the Word of God, we think about the Word of God, and we make a concrete resolution to live it, then guess what? We change. We become more like Christ. And what's the result? Peace. Now, consecration is the doorway to the home of the Holy Family at Nazareth. And a friendship with Mary is the way of life inside the home. And the rosary is where we sit with Mary each day and let her teach us. So make the rosary a daily commitment. Not occasionally, not when you feel like it, every day. Because if you do, Mary will take you into her school and the Holy Spirit will form Christ in you. And you will be at peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. In 1991, when I learned that Mary had come from heaven to beg us to pray the rosary every day, I said to myself, I have not been a very good son up to this point. I should at least do what my mother is asking me to do. So I made a vow. I made a vow to Our Lady to pray the rosary every day, and that decision changed my life. Now I invite you to make the same commitment or to renew it. Our good mother knows we are weak. She knows we get distracted. She knows we make promises and fail. But she is our mother, and all she needs is our yes. So right now, let's make three simple commitments. First, that we will pray the rosary every day. Second, that we will pray it as a true meditation, listening to the Word of God, reflecting and making a concrete resolution. And third, that we will invite someone to pray with us, because Mary wants to gather all her children together. Holy Spirit and Mary, help me pray the rosary every day. Teach me to listen, reflect, and make a resolution, and so form Christ in me. And help me invite others into this school so that my family and friends and the world may encounter Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in the home of Nazareth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, what strikes you about this meditation?
I was thinking about, we we were talking about something, or we've been talking about something off the podcast for a while, which is there's really no excuse. And I was thinking about no excuses, which I think applies across the board when it comes to the podcast. But not just the podcast. I shouldn't say the podcast. It applies to the rosary.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking of all of the places in my life that I have time to pray, and I just don't. I mean, even if I was traveling, if I was busy every hour of the day, if I took a shower that day, I'd take long showers. I'll tell you what, I could probably pray an entire rosary. If I have a drive, I can pray the rosary. If I'm waiting in a line, I can probably pray a rosary. And not that we should always do it in a distracted way or crush it into our day, but we should set the lowest possible threshold so that we know it's always possible.
Totally. In fact, Mother Teresa has her sisters, because they walk.
Mm-hmm.
They go out into the slums. So they, from their convent, they walk out in, and her rule was, you pray the rosary as you go. And then you pray the rosary as you come back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is the rosary is just such an easy thing to do. While you're driving, while you're walking, while you're running, while you're doing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of the digital age is that now I can push play and I can pray the rosary while I'm bathing kids,
mm-hmm.
while I'm doing dishes,
mm-hmm.
while I'm cleaning around the house, while I'm mowing the lawn.
Mm-hmm. There's always a way.
It's what we talked about when we talked about our recipe of life, mm-hmm. this creative combining.
Yeah.
And especially when we invite others to pray with us, then we can combine it with, it becomes friendship and good conversation.
And increases the amount of time we have to reflect and then go back into conversation. It sets a different tone. It's like the best conversations at a party or at the very end of the night.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the best time during a bonfire to roast your marshmallows is when it settles down to just the embers.
Yes.
It's the embers of conversation. And once you pray the rosary, I found conversation usually comes, you think it's going to kill conversation because everyone has to shut up and just pray for a while. But what it does instead is it brings down the flames and you just have these perfect embers. They just evenly cook everything. It's just this perfect conversation. Everything's a bit slower, more reflective, more refined.
It's true. But I have experienced that if you're inviting people into your life, if there are people in your life and you're inviting them to pray the rosary with you, a habit of meditation is the embers.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the first time or the first few times that you're asking somebody to enter into conversation after mm-hmm. meditation,
mm-hmm.
it may take them.
Yeah. You know, it's one good question to ask people that aren't prepared for or used to praying the rosary or reflecting right after you finish the rosary. What distracted you during this meditation?
Yeah, because
what's been like eating at your mind? What could you not stop thinking about?
Yes, that's a great.
Because there's always something.
That's a great question.
I would have very different answers if at the end of every podcast you asked, what distracted you during this podcast?
I really, really believe, I think the greatest thing in life is deep friendship.
Mm.
But now remember, friendship comes from doing something with another person. It comes from shared activities and then conversation. Well, the rosary is such an easy way to have a shared activity and then good conversation.
Yeah. I don't know why the scene that's jumping to my mind is we prayed a rosary with a group of college students before a hockey game one time, and they let us use one of their warm-up rooms. Like, it was like a locker room. And we were in the middle of praying, and just every couple of minutes, like, a hockey player would accidentally walk in and get so confused and then just turn red in the face and run out. This is unrelated. I just think that's the funniest scene that's just come to mind, of us doing a shared activity together, praying with people anywhere, anytime. And you know what? People kind of roll with the punches. Everyone was confused that it was happening, but what a great memory. We should do that again.
We've prayed the rosary in some crazy places in the world. But it's this simple. This is not just a tagline. This really is a beautiful way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Of, again, friendship requires a shared activity.
Mm-hmm.
And then some conversation. Praying the rosary and asking some questions and talking about whatever was on your mind during the meditation. It's a fantastic little method.
And it's a shared activity you can do anytime, anywhere. No excuses.
Yeah. So, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.